Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to episode, what is it?
Five.
Episode five of That Was Interesting with me, Craig Lambert. Hand clap.
Oi, 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 oi.
Stu never claps.
He's not a fan of
got clapping. A glass in my hand.
Oh, rubbish excuse.
So I've got a couple of idiot friends with me as usual. Phil, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Welcome back to the show, I guess, actually.
Yes, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, how are you feeling? You better? Last week you were
poorly. Yeah, no, I was a little bit ill. And the week before that, you just kind of did it without me.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Shift the blame onto me.
Well, it was your fault.
All right. Okay.
But no, I'm good otherwise.
Good. I'm glad. And as I promised, Stuart's back. Yay. Say hello, Stuart.
Yay.
And he's as happy as he was last fucking week. How you doing, Stu?
I'm all right. I'm not hungover this time.
Good, good.
But I'm ready to get drunk.
That's a good sign, I think. Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Always a good sign.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm sure you know by now, I'm positive you know by now, we play a game at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah.
As usual, you guys don't know what it is.
No.
This week, I've made one up.
Oh, God.
And it's a kind of, it's a guessing game. It's not really, fuck it, I can't take really credit for it. It's a guessing game. You need to guess something, okay?
Okay.
What I'm going to do is describe a part of the body.
Dick.
Like the dick.
Okay.
And you need to tell me what part of the body it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be one at a time.
Right.
Okay. So
one body part at a time.
No. One. It'll be Stuart against Phil.
Okay. Are you going to be giving us kind of proper scientific descriptions, or is it going to be a Craig Lambert?
Craigism.
Craigism.
Let's face it. It's going to be a Craigism.
Nice.
It's going to be as close as I know and my knowledge stretches of that part of the body. I'll probably start off quite easy with stuff I just describe what it looks like and you'll probably get it. And then it'll get a little bit more complicated and I won't really know what I'm doing.
I'm really interested
Is it external body parts? Is it organs?
It could be an organ. It could be, I don't know, a vein.
Anything that
a vein
Craig
could be
considers
one.
Part of your body. Yeah.
Basically, it could be anything that's in the human body.
Right.
And out of the human body.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right, okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll nominate myself.
Good man, good man.
I nominate you as well.
Perfect. We're unanimous.
So I found a picture on the internet of a human body, so I've got a good idea what the body looks like.
Yes.
There's basically arrows going to each part of the body. And there's words each side of the body.
Is this like from a GCSE school book?
It looks like it's from primary school school book. So I've probably got a good idea. Yeah. I've got a good chance of getting it.
You should.
The reason I'm telling you that is because basically you're gonna get a side of the body each.
Ah.
And it won't be, I'm not saying the organs and whatever is going to be on that side of the body. It's just that's where the tags go.
Okay. Simple.
So Phil, you're going first.
Cool.
Stu, you count how many gets right.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is in your head. It's something where stuff goes in. Ooh. And you chew
your
with
nose.
It.
Nose.
It's definitely not nose.
Okay.
It's the part that's above your chin.
Mouth.
Mouth is correct.
Yes.
The second one is it's in your neck. It's
your voice box.
No, not quite. It's basically it's the bit where you breathe through.
Throat.
Nope. It's the bit that you breathe through that goes towards your lungs, I guess.
Oh, what the actual anatomical name for it?
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Oh God. you're
like it's the bit that like it's sometimes the first part of the word, it's outside. It can be the weather. It's like, it's your something, something. One word. It's the bit in your neck. It's not your throat. It's not your throat. It's the bit that...
The thing is, I know which part you're talking about. I just don't know the name
Craig's,
for it.
He's giving the layman's term for
layman's
it.
Terms.
You can... Yeah, mate, I'm not going to... It's not going to be scientific words. It's primary school.
You know what's
shit.
Really bad? I did A-level biology.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I should be. I'm passing because I'm not really sure.
Okay, next one. It was windpipe, by the way.
Oh, well... God damn it.
This bit is in your chest. It's behind the lung. I know that because it says it underneath the, what it is.
Is it your heart?
It's your heart.
Ah, yes.
This one is where all the food goes.
My belly.
Well, what's the word for it, though? That, I'm not giving you belly.
Stomach.
Thank you. This bit, there's two of them. There's a lot of it in kind of your...
Testicles.
No, higher than testicles. There's like tons of... No,
is
it's not,
it cum?
It's no, not cum. It's like really long
intestines.
Yeah, but there's two parts of it, isn't
your
there? The first bit is bigger,
large,
so it's
dick,
large intestine.
Yep, and then the next one is
your little intestine.
No, it's not
small intestine.
Small intestine. Yeah, the last one on the list. The last one on the list. I think it's where your pee comes from.
Your urethra.
No, it's before that. I think.
What? Your bladder.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what do you mean you think that's where your pee comes
Jesus
from?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I'm like,
so it's just
where
in
else
there
is it going to come from?
I'm pretty sure it's bladder because people go, oh, don't sit on my bladder. I don't know.
whose bladder what? Are you sitting on?
Well, all right, maybe not sit on my bladder. Don't poke my
bladder. You often mistaking people for chairs?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's where you're going wrong.
How many did you get?
I got one wrong, didn't I? I didn't get windpipe, but the rest I got. One, yeah, two, three, five.
Four, five, six, seven. So you got six.
Woo.
Remember that number.
Six.
Right, so Stuart, you get the other side of the list.
All right.
Are you ready?
Ready as I ever be.
Number one is in your head. It's in your skull. It's where you think.
Brain.
Yep. This one is in your neck. It's what Phil said. That's a really obvious clue, isn't it? It's what...
It's the same.
No,
it's not the same one.
It's what he thought I was on about. I was on about windpipe.
Oh.
So it would be his...
Your larynx.
No, where's the food goes down, I guess. Your
esophagus.
He said it. Hang on.
That's probably the proper word.
Yeah, that's
for
the
it.
Proper word. I'll give you that.
Yep.
The word I was looking for was throat.
No.
the technical term is throat.
So this is in your chest again. It's in front of your heart. It's two of them.
Lungs.
Yes. This I'm pretty sure this is, if I remember rightly, this is to do with when you breathe. It goes underneath your lungs and it kind of goes up and down.
That would be a diaphragm.
That's your diaphragm.
All right.
On a roll.
This one, shit, I don't know what this one does. This one, you can eat it. Not a human version. Not a human version. No.
Sensor.
You can, what the fuck does it do? It's I think it does... Fuck, what does it do?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's the
you
one
know
that
what I'm
does
talking
all
about.
Your... Make sure your body doesn't absorb any of those bad chemicals and...
Yeah, but you can't eat human.
No, you can't eat human, but I'm trying to give you a clue.
I mean, you could.
You can eat lambs something.
Meat.
What I'm talking about. No, it's not just meat.
You put them in a pie with steak and ale.
Yeah.
Liver.
Liver, yeah. What's the liver do?
Chemicals and shit.
Cool. The next one, this one, you have two of them. Sometimes you get punched in them.
Balls.
No, bit higher.
Ovaries.
No, a bit higher. They're like in your sides.
Nipples.
And someone punch you in it, and you'll be like, "Oh no, my
kidneys."
Yeah,
there we go.
This one is. I almost said exactly what it was then. This one covers your bones. It's like all over your arm and your body.
Dust.
Nope. It's something that's actually
skin.
This one is inside your arms and your legs and your body. Generally, it's kind of like your scaffolding.
Ooh,
love.
Love. That's an acceptable answer, but it's wrong.
Bones
is right. That's it.
I feel like Stu got more.
I feel like you gave me baby ones.
This is literally straight out of a GCSE school book.
It is, isn't
yeah.
It?
I'll show you the image now. Like it's
yeah. That's like the most basic description. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was going on.
That's gonna have to go on Acast.
Yeah, let me save the image now.
Yeah, this wonderful Google image search.
So, what do you think of that game?
That was all right. It's pretty fun. Good game.
Yeah, enjoy it.
GG.
Here we go. GG again.
Good game.
Good game.
Good.
So as you've probably already noticed, there's no guests this week. And that's not because I've run out of interest in friends. I've still got plenty more lined up. It's just the fact that sometimes it's just going to be me and my idiot friends. As you've noticed already, Matt's not going to be here. Sometimes, yes, I can get on with the podcast without him interrupting me. So he's not here this week. So today's podcast is basically going to be around interesting things. At the end of the day, it is called That Was Interesting. Yes. So to start us off, has anybody got anything interesting to bring to the table?
Me.
All right, shoes straight in.
Straight in there.
See, I thought on the last one, we had this thing about Mountain Dew being a mixer for whiskey.
Okay.
And I thought it would have been perfect if you were a real podcast host to get up, pour us one, and we all try it. So what I've done is I nipped down the shop and I got a Mountain Dew, brought some whiskey.
Ooh.
We got some ice and we're gonna drink this up.
See. Good man.
You know what
this
I mean?
This is probably gonna taste disgusting, isn't
yeah.
it? I'm not really a fan of Mountain Dew. I'm more of a Lucozade man myself.
But like I was saying last week, it's very kind of lemonade-y in a way, isn't it?
It's not more exactly... the luminosity.
Got it in Sainsbury's bag.
Oui.
We chuck some lime in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, lime as well?
This one's in a Tesco's bag.
You've been to all the shops. I have to scour.
The knife is from... Ah! I just stabbed myself in the belly.
He honestly did almost stab himself in the tummy.
Okay, so we got some Southern Comfort. Are we planning on drinking all of this tonight? We're going to be wasted.
I love the fact that last week, like, we were really hungover, and so it was a little bit, it started off a little bit ropey. This podcast, we're pretty good, and by the end of the podcast, it's going to be really ropey because we're all going to be pissed. By the way, we're doing this so you don't have to do this at home, so do not try this at home.
This is like research.
Yeah.
That's a lot of whiskey.
We're not...
Oh my God.
We're not encouraging drinking. It's not fun.
Please, please drink responsibly.
Yeah, it's not big. It's not clever. Do not try it. It's not worth it.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, a drink every now and again is not going to hurt someone.
It's actually really fun.
Can you hear those wonderful sound effects? It's actually not looking as bad as I thought it would look.
It sounds good.
If you're judging a drink by sound, then you're definitely, doing something right. All right. So we all got to drink this at the same time.
This is very dramatic.
Yeah. This is going to be an experience.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, ready?
All right.
I'm not going to lie. That's actually pretty good.
That's fucking awesome.
Tastes pretty decent. That.
It's got a weird aftertaste of like chemicals.
Like the lime. I think the lime really kind of sorts it out actually.
It stops it from being a terrible
I think
drink.
It'd be way too sweet if it wasn't for the lime.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's supposed to be similar to a whiskey sour.
Ah,
so
okay.
Like Mountain Dew is like slang for moonshine.
Okay.
I think it's like meant to be mixed with moonshine more than anything.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, people have been mixing it with whiskey.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be drinking this when I'm out.
No.
Getting drunk.
Where do you fucking get Mountain Dew in a club anyway?
Yeah, no, I think if you went to a club and you asked for a whiskey and Mountain Dew, you'd probably get kicked out.
Fucking spilt that myself a little bit.
Well, while we're at it and we're talking about previous episodes of the podcast.
Hit me, baby.
I'm kind of sad because obviously I've been working on these with you.
Yeah.
And listening back to the podcasts. Kind of sad that I managed to miss out on two pretty funny podcasts.
All right.
I've got so many questions.
Yeah, this is that was the all right.
So many questions.
This is here we go.
About this whole dog biscuit thing.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, there we go.
Like, along the lines of what Stu was asking about, smelly fingers and stuff like that. Yeah.
It never bothered you?
No. I mean, there's just so many questions that I would have had as a child, but I'm just not going to go there. I feel like we also need to have like a corrections and amendments section. There was various points where things came up in the podcast and if only I was there, I'd have been able to correct you.
Is it things that I say?
Mostly things that you say.
This is the whole thing.
The super collider in Texas, place that makes atoms and stuff.
Yeah. Well, what is it then?
Well, they don't make atoms. You can't make atoms. They just collide them. Clues in the name.
It's not called a maker.
I mean, I'm speaking like I knew it.
Yeah, well, fuck off. You were like, oh, Matt. Well,
yeah, you, to be fair, you and Matt were both pretty impressed by Craig's knowledge.
Matt, on the other hand, was like, oh, it's a plane, isn't it?
Yeah, Matt, he had absolutely no idea.
That's a glider.
Yeah. Glider, super glider.
So what do they do?
There's the one in Switzerland, CERN, which that's where they potentially found the Higgs boson, which is like some
sub-particle
of an atom, and they just find really little parts of atoms by smashing atoms together.
So it's basically like a big whisk.
Like a big whisk, a big blender.
So they just smash them up and then they find out what's in them because they smash them up.
Pretty much. They send, so there's the CERN, and then there's some place, I think it's in Italy, or it's a long way away either way, and basically they shoot these atoms at ridiculously high speeds into each other, and then through the Earth's crust it travels like 300 kilometers, or they travel a long distance, and then they get measured in this other facility underground somewhere, and it's like buried miles underground so that it doesn't have any interference from radio waves and stuff, so they can pick up the tiniest like minute changes in science stuff.
Like, I'm not going to lie, my brain hurts.
Yeah. It's kind of stuff that...
No, I get the point. I get the point. Like, it's discovery, right?
That's just what people do, isn't it? It's like 100 years ago, people were pottering about in a boat trying to find new land, and now we're just... we've got to the point where we're smashing stuff together to find out what it's made of.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I remember doing that as a kid with Lego, smashing it together. Out what it's made of.
Yeah.
And then put it into something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig was doing that with dog biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. Smashing them together. What's in this? Oh, it's just dog biscuits.
More dog biscuits.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I think I'm just going to have to make sure I'm attending every single podcast
to make sure
you and Matt doesn't come out with a load of bullshit.
Yeah, fair enough, I guess.
What are we going to talk about today, Craig? Well,
as we've started going on to facts a little bit, mm-hmm. Actually, me and Matt have been talking about facts the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So I think we should talk about some facts.
Talk about facts.
Yeah.
How do you feel about interesting things.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're an interesting guy.
I'm a thirsty guy.
Oh, thirsty.
Yeah, we've got a drink.
It's not bad, actually, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually a really good drink.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish that.
Really?
I will.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of drinks and like nights out and stuff,
yeah.
I read this interesting thing. Basically, there's a club in London, and instead of going in and paying for drinks, you basically pay an hour to go into this club where you breathe alcohol.
Oh, it's vaporized.
They vaporize the alcohol.
Well, is it the best way to get drunk, isn't it?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to drink?
It's that you don't have to deal with the taste of the shit.
Yep. Instead, you don't have to water it down. It literally says on this article, you're kind of absorbing it through your lungs, obviously, because you're breathing in. And your eyeballs.
And your eyeballs.
Which obviously is a really good place to absorb alcohol.
I love drinking booze from my eyeballs.
Have you ever taken a shot through your eyeball before?
Yeah, of course I have. I was an idiot when I was
growing
up. I'm
too much of a pussy to do that. It just seems like a crazy idea.
It just fucking really, really hurt. And yeah. I couldn't see through that eye pretty much for the rest of the night. It was a stupid thing. Again, don't try it at home and don't do it because I'm an idiot and you don't have to be an idiot as well.
Craig's an idiot for everyone else so that you don't have to be an idiot.
I'll do idiot things and then you can experience what they're like from when I describe afterwards.
Isn't it also good to get stuff into your bloodstream through your genitals?
I don't think I've ever heard that, no.
People put drugs up their bum
through your fucking balls?
I don't think you'd use your balls.
Dip your balls in a shot glass and it soaks up the alcohol.
Maybe less your balls, more your dickhead or something.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realise it was absorbent. Just stick your helmet in a shot glass and it just soaks up the shot.
That's like a new wave of getting drunk, is going to a club. Can I have a shot of Jägermeister? And then you just take the shot down below the bar and unzip your trousers.
Dip it.
And then you just bring the empty shot glass up back onto the table.
Thank you. That was very good.
I'll have another one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Actually, keep them coming. Keep them coming. Fine.
No. I think most people, as far as I'm aware, consume alcohol with their mouth.
Did you see where this bar is?
I actually have.
Because I remember this being on the news, like, at least a couple of years ago.
I've definitely
this whole
heard
thing about,
this type of thing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen it in festivals and stuff.
Yeah, they do it at festivals, and at festivals they have like oxygen bars
and
stuff.
Tank, isn't it?
Yeah.
You sit at a bar and then put these things in your nose and just breathe it in.
Is it pure alcohol? Or is it like ethanol? Is it... Or is it like, oh, I'll have a...
Yeah, is it going to...
I'll have a rum and coke, please.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I'm thinking of. Are you going to go in and you don't actually know if you're breathing anything at all?
Well, that's the thing. They're charging you £10 a head and it could just be like smoke from
fucking
a smoke machine or something.
Oxygen.
But no, it's in Borough Market and only opened like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And it's only open for 6 months. It looks pretty cool. Like, it's in some... It's alcoholic architecture, and it's in like a pretty nice looking place. Looks pretty fancy. Yeah, I think I'm just going to stick to going to normal bars.
Yeah, like, I don't like, is it a club though? So you go and dance and stuff?
I guess so.
Because like,
but you're only allowed to stay in there for an hour.
And really?
Well, if you stay in there too long, you probably get like paralytic.
But are you constantly hooked up?
No. It's literally
the
mist. The air is all cloudy and misty.
Shit.
It's like walking into a cloud of alcohol.
Yeah, fuck that.
I do this thing when I get drunk because I don't know where I heard this, but I heard that when you drink, you expel most of the alcohol through breathing.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I'm drunk, and I always do this, like I'll go to the toilet and I'll just be like, oh, feeling a little bit tipsy. And I will start breathing heavily because I think, like breathing out heavily, because I think it will sober me up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think once it's in your bloodstream, then you're breathing.
It's too late, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not gonna. But it's probably
did
a good
where
idea.
Did you can you remember where this came from?
TV.
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it was on TV, then it's probably.
It's on TV.
I'd say it's true.
I think it is. I mean, obviously, it's in your stomach. If you're eating food, some of those food particles going with alcohol, same thing. You're breathing them out.
Mm. You're breathing your food out, basically.
Yeah, but not at a faster rate than you ate it. So it's not really going to do much.
Nah.
And from my experience, you still stay drunk.
Yeah, I think the best way to, if you're in that situation, is a good old tactical chunder.
I was just about to bring up the tactical chunder. Yeah.
I've never do the tactical chunder.
I haven't. I'm not going to lie. I did it when I was younger.
Yeah. What's your method?
Fingers, isn't
Two
it?
Fingers, middle finger?
No, to be honest,
index.
If I'm that drunk that I'm going to make myself throw up, I don't stop and go, should I do one finger, middle finger?
What's
or
your technique?
I do two? Like, I just fucking throw my hand down my throat and just go,
yeah.
And to be honest, it's been a long, long time since I've felt the need to do that. I don't get that. Well, I do get that drunk, but I can handle it now. I just fall
you're a big boy now.
Out.
You can look.
Yeah,
after yourself.
I've built this size to handle the alcohol in it. You know, I have a few beers and I hold them up. You know.
Oh yeah, he is fucking hell.
That's fucking Matt.
Brilliant.
Fuck's sake.
Say hello.
Unprofessional.
Hello. What do you want?
Put on speakerphone, you mug.
Hang on. I'm going to put you on speaker. Hang on. Hello?
Am I live on the air?
Yeah, you're on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been a long time listener, first time caller. it's amazing. I've heard some great facts today. The one about the dog was excellent.
We actually did bring up dog biscuits again.
Well, I've been listening all the way.
All right, yeah, sorry. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do you want my facts now, or are you going to make me wait?
You may as well fill us in.
Yeah, you might as well tell it. Like, you've interrupted the podcast now.
Well.
You might as well tell us a fact.
Sure, Matt, sure, eh? Well, the fact I wanted to tell you is, you know the everyday kind of fruit that you eat?
Yeah.
Technically, they're all swollen ovaries.
What?
They're all swollen ovaries.
Swollen ovaries.
Mm.
What?
Elaborate.
Yeah, tell us more.
Elaborate. Okay. Well, basically, fruit comes from the flower, and that flower is kind of like the womb part of it, and from those ovaries. I mean, I don't really know how the female anatomy works really, but the fruit is basically a swollen ovary. So you've been munching on them ovaries.
So all does day.
That don't laugh, it's true.
Yeah, but
how long have you been waiting to tell us this, Matt?
What's that?
How long have you been waiting to tell us? this fact, this amazing fact?
About 3 years.
Oh wow!
I just love the fact that like I told him this morning that we're going to be talking about facts tonight when we do this podcast.
Yeah,
and like he just couldn't resist. He had to ring up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Matt. He needs to do his bit. And
you told me the facts on my favorite subject, and I can't help the fact that ovaries and fruit have come into this one fact. But don't blame me when you get all bloody subscribers because of that one fact.
So single-handedly, with you talking out of my phone, you're going to get us more subscribers.
Well, yeah, of course. Because I'm back on the show.
He's back on the show. He's on the show without being on the show, basically.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
Good work, mate.
Good. Thank you.
Do you want to tell us something else interesting?
I hung up.
Just hung up. Bye.
Later.
Oh, poor guy.
Bye.
He's just trying so hard to participate and shutting him out.
Anyway, on that note, I do have a fact that Matt told me the other day. And it was a couple of days ago. He was eating an apple. And he said, have you ever eaten an apple seed? Ah. And I was like, no.
Don't know why you would.
Yeah. And he was like, they taste like almond.
What? So as in he actually crunches them? That seems like a crazy idea.
He puts them in his mouth, chews them down, and they taste like almond.
Okay.
And it turns out the almond taste is to do with cyanide.
Okay.
Because they've got, I don't know how much, but like traces of cyanide in it.
Yeah.
And that's what gives it that almondy taste.
So almonds have cyanide in too?
Yeah, they do. I've heard about this, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
But cyanide's pretty bad for you though.
Well, apparently,
in large quantities, large doses.
Well, like, I don't know how true it is, but apparently it kills you.
South spies die, innit?
That's what I've... Yeah, that was, in what? Films, they give spies like a fake
tooth.
Oh, they do,
then there's a little cyanide.
A little cyanide. Yeah. I think they actually give those to... Because if they get captured, then you know they're going to get answers out of them some way.
Yeah.
You got to... Yeah, just kill yourself, innit? With a cyanide tooth.
Just eat a load of apples.
That would take. I think you probably you'd get full before you died.
You'd probably puke before you die. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not a good idea.
Well, let me have a look.
You know, it's really bad. In my back garden, we've got an apple tree, and my housemates they didn't bother cleaning up the apples last year. They just put them in a big pile in the middle of the lawn, and so basically we've got a patch of the lawn which is just completely barren and dead. Because of all of these apples, and maybe it's the cyanide. It's just killed everything.
A dead patch.
It is just a dry, dead patch where there's just hundreds of little spiders living in it.
I thought it might serve to fertilize the lawn
a little bit. I thought, but I think that there were so many rotten apples, it formed like a barrier of rottenness.
This is from last summer?
Yeah, from last summer.
Yeah, I remember the pile. It was huge.
Pretty big pile
of
apples.
It was fucking huge.
And what kind of apples are they?
Your generic green and red.
Oh yeah, the old
those classics.
We used to, when we were kids, we used to mess around with crab apples a lot.
Okay, what kind of apples are they?
They're like really small. You know, on The Simpsons, Edna Krabappel.
Edna Krabappel.
We used to just use them as weapons. Projectiles. Yeah.
Oh, obviously, yeah, yeah. Apple fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, any kind
like
of
crab apples and that.
Yeah, any kind of garden fruit fight is always, you're onto a winner there.
And it's always painful as fuck.
Yeah,
crab apples will fuck you up. Yeah.
Well, I found out how many apple seeds you need to kill yourself.
Okay. 5.
So, again, don't try this at home.
try it right
basically,
now.
Apple seeds average around 0.6 milligrams of cyanide per gram of dry seed. Mm-hmm. Okay. The lethal dose of cyanide is 50 milligrams.
50?
Yeah. So, you need around 85 grams of dry seeds.
That's a lot of apple seeds.
Which is a lot of apple seeds. So basically, the point I'm getting at is if you ate an apple seed, it would taste like almond. And I tried it the other day, by the way, and it does taste like almond.
Okay.
It's insane. And it won't kill you.
Good.
So you've tried it once, but don't fucking
you know
eat
what? My
cupful.
When I was a kid, my mum used to tell me that if I ate the seeds from fruit, and I think it was specific.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
specifically watermelon. If you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon plant would grow in your belly.
Fuck off.
I believed
really?
Her for so long. I intentionally ate watermelon seeds and I was just waiting for that moment that I'd realise that I had a watermelon growing in my
belly. There's an episode of Rugrats. Do you remember this shit?
Oh.
There's an episode of Rugrats on this very subject.
Okay.
That's really? Where, yeah. Oh no, there was.
Yeah.
I remember. About eating watermelon seeds.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. You know what? I've heard a conspiracy about Rugrats. About how all of the babies are a figment of, was it Angelica? The little girl who wasn't a baby and she could talk to them. They were all a figment of her imagination. And that, like, was it Rod and Todd?
The twins.
That they both died at birth and that their parents were like severely depressed and they didn't take down the pen like because of that. And that Angelica, that all of these kids were like a figment of her imagination. Some proper dark conspiracy theory.
Fuck?
But this is the thing. Recently, I had a look at some of the old like cartoons I used to watch as a kid. And it's only when you look back now as an adult that you realize how fucked up and weird some of them are.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a compilation video on YouTube of Courage the Cowardly Dog. You ever watch that?
I remember
I think it was on
name.
Like Cartoon Network.
I remember the name, but I can't quite picture it.
It's like this just pretty scared dog.
Yeah.
And it, I think it's like in some Southern American state in the desert, lives with two, like, or his owners are two old, like an old man and an old woman.
Mm.
And you watch this compilation.
Yeah.
And it is the darkest children's cartoon that I've ever seen in my life. Like, it is to the point that they're talking about like suicide and depression and all sorts of horrible stuff in this cartoon.
Yeah.
And you think as a kid, it's just going way over your head. And there's all sorts of like in jokes and euphemisms and stuff that go way over your head. But now we're looking back at it as an adult. It's like, what the fuck?
See, it's just fucked up, isn't it? Like, because I know, like, even now, like, if you look at like Toy Story, that Despicable Me is a good one that I watched recently, actually.
Yeah.
It's got so many jokes in there for adults and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love that. I think that's great for, like, you know, parents watching it with their kids and stuff. They can mm-hmm. enjoy it as much, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that is fucking dark. Do you know what I mean?
It is.
That's really dark. This just got a little bit dark.
Yeah, no, I think we should move on to a lighter topic.
Have you lot been on, Samurai at Chessington? Do you know that ride, the Samurai at Chessington?
At Chessington, no.
World of Adventures.
I haven't been to Chessington World of Adventures.
I remember I went in year six.
Wait, are they our sponsor? Because they need to cough up.
Cough up.
Cough up.
Cough up.
Samurais. We are
sponsored by Samurais.
We went in year six, right?
Yeah.
And I am still a height-challenged human being. It's no surprise that I also was below average height.
Oh, no.
When I was in year six.
Oh.
I was, what, 9 years old, I guess?
Yeah, about that. Maybe 9, 10, something like that.
I was nine.
Damn.
We went to Chessington World of Adventures, I guess as a reward because we'd gone through all those years of bullshit. So the whole class, or even the whole year, went out to Chessington World of Adventures. And to get on the rides, I used to do this thing because there was a height restriction intact. I would stand up inside my shoes. So I was tiptoeing inside.
I got it. Yeah,
and then I would scoop myself in. So when I'd get to the height thing, I'd be like, I'm in height range. And then I'll just walk in straight into the damn ride.
You know that's for your safety though, right?
I know, and I realize this is why I bring this up, because I went onto a couple rides. There's one which is something about a snake, which I went onto. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never been there.
I want to say it's called Rattlesnake or some shit, and I went onto a Samurai, which at the time was a new ride.
Okay.
And I went onto it, so I go in there, do my little thing, you know, get the extra
few inches,
yeah, you know, yeah. 2.5-3 inches, which I needed.
Of course.
I roll up in there. I take my shoes off and I sit down and I'm like, something doesn't feel right in this seat.
Yeah.
So if anybody doesn't know, anybody that hasn't been on the Samurai, it's like I don't think it's like a weapon that a samurai would use, but it's like a little spinny thing.
Throwing star?
Kind of like a throwing star in which all the seats are situated on all the points of the star.
Okay.
So you've got rows of seats on the points of the star, and those rows of seats, they also spin around.
Oh, wow.
So I'm on the edge of this, right?
Oh, God.
I'm sitting next to my then year six best friend, Tyrone. Shout out to Tyrone. We're there. There was a kid before us, because it's spinning around real fast. And when you're going there, there's X amount of G's that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That affect you. People's shoes are flying off.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, I take off my shoes because they're already half off anyway. So I just kick him off and I get in. But I'm rattling around in this seat. I'm just like, I'm rattling because I'm too small for it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most terrifying things.
I can imagine, yeah. I think that's just a terrifying thought, being on a roller coaster and all of a sudden you feel like you're moving around in your chair. You're not very securely sat in.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck this. I don't, I mean, like, I love and hate roller coasters at the same time because they're so much fun.
Yeah.
But that moment when you're going up to the top and it's just about to go over the edge,
yeah,
where you're absolutely shitting yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're,
yeah,
like, I, you know what, this is a bad idea. I don't want to be on this ride. I just hate that feeling.
What's the scariest ride you've ever been on?
Samurai.
I think Saw at Thought Park's pretty scary.
I love that ride. I went on there about four times in the same
day. Well, that's the thing. Once you've done it once, then you're fine. You can go back on it and you're like, yeah, this is great. But it's that first time when you go on it that it's like, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, actually, no, I tell a lie. The scariest ride I've been on, and it's not much of a ride, it's a little bit different. Have you been to Universal Studios in Florida, in Orlando?
No, mm-hmm. I've been to Florida. Okay. Florida.
Cool. So, maybe it was at Disneyland. I think it was at Disneyland. There's basically this ride where it's like, I don't know what the name of it is. It's about aliens and stuff, and it's in some big dome. And basically you go
Alien
through...
Alien Dome.
Yeah, that was the name, yeah, Alien Dome. No. And you kind of go through and you get introduced to these like animatronic aliens, and they're talking about how they're going to...
Isn't it Space Mountain?
Yeah, Space Mountain, that's it. Yes.
I've not even fucking been there.
You've not been there, and you know. Space Mountain is hands down. And I was probably, I think the first time we went, I was probably something like maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
And you go through, and this guy like teleports away, and then there's some weird shit that happens. Something goes wrong. He gets teleported to some other planet, and they end up trying to find him,
yeah,
and they teleport him back. But instead, they teleport back this fucking big alien that looks a bit like a, it's kind of like a crab crossed with a moth crossed with the devil.
Fuck off.
Inside some big glass container. And then, and it breaks out and shit. And they
I want to try find a photo of this moth alien thing. I've got,
I had a toy of it. I don't know why. I was terrified by it, but I ended up buying a toy. And then I was terrified of the toy.
I hate it. I want one.
But literally, I was like, I was screaming, like tears in my eyes, because this thing was like flying around, in quotation marks. They had like air being wafted onto you, so you could feel the air of it, and like the sound of it going behind your chairs.
It's like
stomping.
A 4D ride.
And then it's like a 4D ride, and you get like splashed with a bit of like water when it gets squashed in the machine. But it was pitch black, and I was just absolutely terrified. So if anyone else has been on Space Mountain and you share this, and you've been terrified too, you're not alone.
Well, I tell you what, the scariest thing I've ever been on. It was actually a festival. It was a festival in Shepton Mallet. It was at the Bath and West Showgrounds.
This sounds like a proper West Country.
In the West Country. The Bath and West Showgrounds is where they do all, like the cattle shows and like show off their pigs and their sheep and shit. And they parade them around and they go, look at this herd of sheep. It's the shit. It's
great.
The best herd of sheep I've ever done in my life. Anyway.
Did you ride some livestock?
No. Basically, they still do this now. It actually was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it was an extreme sports festival there called NAS.
I've heard of NAS.
Yeah, yeah. I went the first time I went, I was about 13, maybe 12 actually still. About 13, 12, 13. I went for a few years afterwards as well. But the first year I went, when I was, again, around about 12 or 13, I went with my mate and my mate's dad. I'm pretty sure his dad bought me the ticket in the end.
Nice.
Or he had a spare ticket or something like that. I talked my parents into letting me go. They let me go.
Foolish decision.
Exactly. But basically the whole weekend is about extreme sports and stuff like that, you know, a bit of advertising for NAS, cough up. Wicked festival. But with the ticket back then, you got a ticket a normal ticket and then a ticket with an extreme ride,
oh,
which is basically bungee jump, reverse bungee, or the free fall.
Okay.
They all sound like bungee.
They're basically variations.
Is free fall
no bungee cord? Yeah, the free fall, so you just jump off a cliff.
Basically, bungee is bungee. Reverse bungee is you start at the ground, they shoot you up in the fucking air on a bungee rope.
Okay.
Which I thought it was just backwards.
Which was fucking hilarious. Yeah, you basically, instead of going stepping up forwards, you step off backwards.
Extra £10.
Like basically, yeah, no, literally, they hook you to the ground.
Yeah.
They send the crane up in the air, makes the bungee rope tight. Or stretch, yeah, and then they let you go from the ground and you just fly up in the fucking air.
Oh my God.
Funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then the free fall, which is the one that I did, is
by choice.
By choice, just because it was the one that scared me the least.
You're mental.
But it's basically the way the ride works is it's a big net, right, that they attach to the bottom of a crane. You go up in the crane and they drop you out of the bottom of the crane into the net. 120 foot.
Are you attached to anything?
No, they drop you into the fucking net.
They just drop you into a net.
But that's the one that didn't scare me as much.
Why? You don't have any...
Oh my God.
Number one, I was fucking terrified of this. I got talked into it.
Okay.
I did not want to do it.
You got pressured
into
it.
I got to the point that the peer pressure was getting so tough, I cried. Okay? I was crying.
And you still went on the ride.
I was crying while signing the fucking waiver saying that if I die, it's not my fault.
Oh, God.
Right? Or it's not their fault. Signing this piece of paper, crying my eyes out, going, I don't want to do it. And they're like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I'm like, get onto the fucking ride. And basically the reason why I taught myself into doing it is the fact that they hooked me underneath the crane in this harness, carried me up into the air so I couldn't see how high we were going.
So you're looking, are you looking up?
I'm looking up underneath this little kind of cage that people are standing in that get lowered into it and then drop into the net. And then there's another one dropping the net, shit like that.
Okay.
The guy who does it all was like, mate, if you sit underneath like that, you won't know how high we are. You'll just drop. Best feeling in the world. It'll be really fun.
Wait. Are you in a cage then or in something when you get dropped, or are you literally just arms, legs out?
You've basically got this harness that goes around your waist.
Right. Holding
so
you together.
So they can hang you off the cage.
Okay.
And then they pull a pin and you drop.
And you drop, yeah.
That's it.
Is it a genuine free fall?
Yeah. There's nothing fucking attached to you. You literally fall.
But what's to stop you from freaking out, rotating and landing on your head?
It's a big net.
Well, I suppose the net's going to be designed in a way that it's a soft landing.
Like it's 120 foot, which sounds a lot, but it's not that lot. It's not that much.
That's quite high.
Before you got a chance to think about it, you've hit the net.
Yeah,
it was literally seconds. Best feeling in the world, especially as the fact that I couldn't see.
Really? Freedom. Yeah. You're just falling. You're like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it was insane. But like, I was literally attached to the bottom of this basket and he was like, you won't know how high you're going in this West Country accent. He's like, you won't know. Just get in the bottom of the net and you'll fucking go up and it'll be all right. Like that. And I'm like, yeah, all right, let's do it. Got about 3 meters off the ground. I was like, it's too high. It's too high. It's too high. Put me back. But I did it and it's funny as fuck. Is it hot in here?
What?
Is it hot?
No.
You know,
no, it's the normal temperature.
Boiling.
Right.
Hang on, okay. I'm going to take my belt off.
Brilliant.
Hold on. As if your belt is the thing that's making you hot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, hang on, I'll take my shorts off.
You know what, though?
I'll take my shorts off as well.
You know what, after a long day of work, though, first thing I do when I get home, whip off my belt. I'm a big fan of skinny jeans, so I'll just whip off my jeans and put on something a bit more comfortable. That's what you should have done when you got back.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to change my shorts.
You know what, though? I've got an interesting fact, or not fact, but point about skinny jeans in general.
Go on.
I think it was in the news like maybe 2 months ago or something. So about some woman in Australia, she was wearing skinny jeans. She bent down and basically, apparently... Because skinny jeans properly constrict your thighs and your legs and everything, this woman bent down and for whatever reason it properly had an effect on her nerves, and she was literally like laid down on the floor, like unable to move her legs because her legs were completely numb.
Fuck off.
Yeah, no. Obviously her skinny jeans were way too skinny.
How far did this go? Is she an amputee? Is she?
Oh no. I think she had to call an ambulance though. Like she,
So basically she bent down.
She bent down.
They got that tight that her nerves just went,
ooh, yeah.
And she fell to the ground and she's like, I can't move.
Yeah. Her legs apparently went completely numb because of the compression of her nerves.
That's so fucked.
But you get that, like, when your jeans get too... I mean, I don't know. I only have skinny jeans. And after I've worn them for X amount of years and washed them so many times, they get too tight.
They get too tight?
Yeah, like, they get skinnier.
Yeah. Maybe I'm buying my jeans in the wrong place.
Maybe I've just, like... Either way, you can't wear them for too long because they will literally constrict your legs together and fuck you up.
So I can chime in. I used to, before my previous job, in fact, it's one of my first jobs in a retail store. I used to work in a denim brand.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I used to work for a denim brand. I remember this.
And, you know, with skinny jeans, it was around the height of the skinny jeans thing.
Right. What do you mean the height? It's not ended.
What it...
All right. Well, Phil's getting a bit defensive on the skinny jeans.
I remember.
Whoa, I wear skinny jeans all the time, right? They are still in.
They never go out.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I remember getting ragged on a lot from because it wasn't
it's kind of feminine.
Yeah. Like,
when skinny jeans became very popular.
Yeah. And then I remember the same friends that were taking the piss out of me about a year later started wearing them.
Oh, well, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, like skinny jeans, the experience I've had with them, they get looser because they've got a certain content of elastine, which loses its elasticity after a few washes.
I guess.
They get baggy. Yeah.
This guy generally has definitely worked in a denim.
Yeah, but this
he knows a lot about denim.
So the elastine loses its stretchiness, and basically, when the skinny jeans have been worn for a while and they've been washed a few times, they lose their elasticity.
But this is true.
And they can looser.
What we used to do is when we used to help people buy jeans.
Yeah,
that's what our job was. When guys would come in, when guys wanted really skinny jeans, we would be like, which wear the women's stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
Any guy.
I don't know enough about skinny jeans. I wear girls' jeans all the time.
These days, like, men are well catered for in the skinny jean department. You've got, like, skinny jeans, super skinny jeans, like, spray-on skinny jeans. Like, a few years ago, you would literally have to buy women's jeans if you wanted.
It was scarce. Real scarce.
I tell you what, like, shit, you've got a fact, haven't you, man?
Yeah, I've got a fact. It's the fact that I had a haircut today. Nice. For the first time since 2013. And neither of you fuckers have either bothered to comment on it.
To be honest, there's no,
you look different. Oh, you look nice. Have you just, is that t-shirt new? No, nothing.
See, when you said that though, as soon as you said it, I was kind of like, really? It looks basically the same.
It does,
like,
look
the more
similar.
I think about it's more on your shoulders now instead of below your shoulders.
Exactly.
Right? So I see it now, but it's basically about what? A centimeter?
Actually, it kind of differs all the way around because I haven't touched it since it was probably the length of it was the same length as Craig's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there'll be a picture of Craig.
Yeah.
It now. Was the same length as Craig's, and I just left it.
You just couldn't be bothered. You're just like, fuck it, actually, I'm just going to let it grow.
I was like, I'm going to grow it, and I'm not going to do anything.
So this is your first haircut since then?
It is my first haircut.
Fuck!
Wow.
And what did you go in and say?
I said...
Did you first start off going, how does this work again?
Well, I went in, it was really weird, because I went in there, I felt a bit nervous. Because I was also I went to like a hair salon, which was, it was like
a proper hair.
Yeah, it was like a mixed, you know, it was gents and ladies.
Yeah.
But... You know, it wasn't a barber.
Yeah.
I was just like,
well, what do I do with the clippers?
It ended up being the same place my mum goes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Tried and tested.
Mum's recommended it.
Yeah.
Shout out, mums. I sees ya.
To be fair, with haircuts, though, I've always thought it was a bit of a rip-off.
But Phil cuts his own
hair.
Yeah,
I've cut my own hair since like 2011.
And as you'll see probably in a picture about now... It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good job, Craig.
Since you first told me, I was like, fuck off.
And you're I've just thought, you go to a hairdresser's and you tell them what you want, and they just do whatever they want anyway.
They fuck it.
And they're either going to do a shit job or I remember the last haircut that I paid for was in High Wycombe, where I went to uni. Went to one of the hair salons, like in the shopping centre there.
Yeah.
and I paid £15 for them to take off probably about, well, at least what felt like half a centimetre off of my hair. A couple of smiles and a goodbye. And I decided that no longer am I going to abide by these rules and actually pay someone to cut my hair. And I just started to do it myself.
See, like, I don't pay for my hair either.
It shows.
Well, how come? What does Tiff do it?
Well, basically, my auntie has a hair salon in my hometown. So whenever I go there, which is once a month, probably maybe less sometimes,
yeah,
she cuts the top bit. And then between then and now, Tiff cuts the sides.
So you take it in turns. You get like halfway through the month, you get the top of your head cut. And toward the end of the month, Tiff does the sides of your hair. Just at a different time.
Why doesn't your auntie cut the sides?
Well, she does. But I mean, the sides, because this type of haircut I have, it's long on top and short on the sides.
You need to maintain the sides more.
The sides are cutting a little bit now because they're getting a bit long.
Okay.
But so she'll trim those and the top bit, that'll be okay for longer, basically. Well, that's what I think anyway.
Well, that's haircuts.
Hey, Craig, what's that on your wall over there?
What?
The northeast picture.
Oh, that's Matt did that.
Matt made that.
Matthew Short.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, it looks good for Matt's work. Doesn't it? It's really cool.
In with his pencils.
It's actually the coordinates of where I proposed actually to Tiff.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't it?
Where is it?
I'm not gonna lie, I can't pronounce it. It's the Neustadt Castle.
What?
No, it's in Germany, right? It's the I don't even know why I'm pretending.
Schwarzenegger.
It's basically it's the castle that the Disneyland castle was based on.
Terrifying.
So it's got like kind of like. Like pillars or
pink ribbons hanging off it.
Yeah,
it's fireworks behind it all the time.
But it's basically like Arnold Schwarzenegger Disneyland. Apart from the fact that he was from Austria.
What are there pictures of him all over it?
No, it's just the fact that like because it's basically the point I was getting at is the fact it was in Germany, but he's from. Austria. Yeah, I just said that.
This is when Craig, never having ever done an Arnie impression, will come out with the best Arnie impression.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
that's what you went for.
it just came to my head.
Nice.
I think that's my worst impression yet.
What film is that from?
That's from Kindergarten Cop.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Put the cookie down. Put the cookie down. That's not even an impression either, is it?
No.
Let me try harder. Get to the chopper.
Oh, God. Get to the chopper.
Was that worse or
chopper.
Better?
Chopper. Chopper. No, that was probably better than the last one. Yeah. Give me your coats, your boots, and your bike. I need a vacation.
You've just been erased.
You have just been erased.
What's that from?
Eraser.
Eraser.
You have been erased.
You have been erased.
Yeah. Got to catch the red eye. From Last Action Hero. Get your ass to Mars. So regal.
Get your ass to Mars. Yeah.
It's not a Duma.
That was good.
Is that right?
That was very good. Okay, right.
There's one from Last Action Hero. He says, I'm the famous comedian Arnold Braunschweiger.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Let me. What's it say again?
I'm the famous comedian Arnold Braunschweiger.
I'm the famous comedian Arnold Braunschweiger.
What?
I fucked that so much.
Oh, shit.
I can't.
Fuck, why are we doing this?
What is going on? This was not the topic of the podcast. It was supposed to be interesting.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay. We need to bring it back to the actual podcast.
Yeah.
A second. I think, to be honest, we've run out of time anyway.
Maybe.
Impressions.
We've completely lost all track of the fact that we were talking about facts. We've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
I've sobered up.
You've sobered up?
Yeah. That Mountain Dew is out of my system now.
I'm all jacked up of a Mountain Dew.
Not going to lie. Fucking love that drink.
Surprisingly good.
Hated it.
It was really good.
I didn't hate it.
Phil spilt his all over the floor.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Let's call it a night.
All right. Let's do that.
So that's it. That's the end of the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure we all enjoyed it. How are we feeling?
Yeah. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. Enjoy that one.
Nice.
I think we've
recovered a lot.
We've drunk more than we normally do as well.
Yeah.
Well, as usual, we want to know what you think. We want to know how you feel about the episode. We want to hear your point. If it's something really good, we're gonna talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
As always, I'm at Craig Lambard. Matt.
Yeah, and you can find me at MT_Shaw SHAW, where I've got plenty of ovaries for you guys to look at on there.
Phil.
I'm at Phil JKSN.
And Stu.
I'm at Stuart Ruel.
Amazing. And as always, you know, if you have been listening to this podcast on Acast, then there'll be images and links through some of the stuff we've been talking about through the episodes.
Yeah.
And as always, we've got our Facebook page as well. If you jump on Facebook, search That Was Interesting, you'll find our page, and there'll be lots of links and information about upcoming episodes and even past episodes.
Funny stuff.
Funny stuff indeed. And again, like I said last week, we're on iTunes now as well. If you are an iPhone user and you don't want to download another app, I get that. It's cool. You're just going to miss out on the links. That's all.
No.
But iTunes, I'm all up for iTunes. It's all good.
Leave us a rating.
Yeah.
That's five a good
stars,
shout.
Obvious.
That's a good shout.
Yeah. And a positive review, because it's always good.
Yeah, there's actually two reviews on there at the moment.
Yeah, I've read those.
Yeah. What are the reviews?
I need to read them now, don't I?
Please.
So the first one we've got is, Craig has some sexy tones, is the title of the review. Such sweet tones, his voice perfect before bed, if you know what I mean, winky face.
And that was left by Craig Lambard.
That one was left by Cracks McGee.
Cracks McGee.
I'm not going to lie, that one scares me a little bit. The second one we've got on there is, That Really Was Interesting, was the title, and it's great little find. I'm really looking forward to the next episode and can't wait to see where this goes.
Nice. Someone being generous there.
And at that, so I've just read who it's by. This one is by This Nickname Was Taken.
Clearly not.
Pretty original. There's a few more on there, but they were the only ones that jumped out at me that were quite funny.
Excellent.
So, Phil, what do you think of this episode?
Yeah, you know, that was interesting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.